Kevin Lunny has told the Special Criminal Court that a man who scored the letters QIH on his body with a blade told him he was doing it so you know why you are here. The 52-year-old director of Quinn Industrial Holdings was giving evidence today in the trial of four men who've pleaded not guilty to falsely imprisoning him and causing him harm on the 17th of September 2017. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was following the proceedings in court. Evidence today from Mr. Lunny, Paul.
That's correct, Brian. The personal testimony of Kevin Lunny, who took the stand today and described in detail his abduction from his home to the boot of a car to a horse box. He said the two men reversed into his car as he arrived home from work on the 17th of September 2019. They attacked him. He locked himself into his own car, but they smashed in the window. He fought. They got him out. They took his phone. A third man arrived with a Stanley blade, held it to his neck. They forced him into the boot of a car and drove off. He said he managed to open the latch on the boot from the inside as the car was moving. He put his foot out, but the sole was cut by the road. He knew it was going through too fast and he couldn't escape. But one man inside the car then put down the back seats and climbed in, grabbed him and held him. While the car stopped, another man came around and beat him back into the boot. The men then got him to what he described was a horse box, where they brought him in and broke his right leg by beating it continuously. He had to get a pin in it. He said they slashed his face from ear to chin, right and left. He required 26 stitches. They cut his fingers until they scraped under his nails. They got bleach and poured it all over him. It stung his wounds. They stripped him to his boxers and made him rub the bleach into his own body. He also said one of them carved the letters QIH onto his body from his chest down to his stomach and said to him, "This is so you remember why you're here."
And Paul, what did he say the gang wanted? What threats did they make?
Mr. Lunny said in court today that he was told by the men that he and the other three other named directors of Quinn Industrial Holdings were to resign and to, quote, drop all charges and injunctions north and south. Now, the company, he said, himself and the other directors were involved, he said, in two defamation cases, one in the north and one in the south. I personally had another injunction in Belfast against another individual, he also said today. There was an implication that I had done something wrong, that I had to resign, that we had done damage to the business. Now, Mr. Lunny said he agreed to the men's demands. I said a number of times, yes, I will, and I'll let the others know. Just don't kill me. I'll do whatever you want, he said. He outlined how one man kept saying the word resign as he beat him, and how another cut his fingers and nails with a blade as he asked him not to cut off his fingers. He also said he was told not to talk to the Gardaí, and if they heard that he had, they would come back and kill him. He also said his family was threatened. He was warned by his kidnappers that they, quote, knew all about his daughter in her GAA top, and that they would come back if he and the other directors didn't resign. He told the court today that his daughter played GAA and that he had been with her at an event in County Fermanagh the previous weekend.
And just finally and briefly, if you can, Paul, how did the gang say he was found?
He said he was found. He said he had tried a number of times to escape when the boot was open and the car was speeding along. He was waving at passing traffic, but he wasn't seen. So when he was finally left seriously injured on the side of the road in Cavan, he couldn't walk. He was only wearing boxer shorts. He was shivering violently and in severe pain. He pushed himself along the road on his side. He tried to wave at some cars at a crossroads up ahead. He wasn't seen. He became very worried when there was no other traffic. He spent some time in the middle of the road and then realised that wasn't a safe place to be. He tried to push himself along the road to a light in a house a distance away. A tractor arrived. He managed to wave it down, and finally the alarm was raised and he was rescued and taken to hospital.
Crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thanks for that.